So we had Adair's Cafeteria. We had the Pink Kitchen. It's not just the most famous ones that we've been talking about.
That's right.
Forum Cafeteria, Civic Center Grill, YMCA Lay-ins, July 1961. Mm-hmm. All of these were leading up to 1964.
Right. That's true.
And the civil rights.
And that takes you back to when I said Clara Luper took two buses to Washington, D.C. for the March on Washington.
Let me just ask you here. I understand there was a meeting with Senator Robert Kerr and Mike Monroney discuss the Civil Rights Bill after hearing Martin Luther King speak in Washington. Senator Kerr refused to vote for it, claiming that he was opposed to the government interfering in private business affairs. From Clara Luper's book, I asked him about the black votes that he always received and the number of black votes that he consistently got, even when he was governor. And he said, the blacks that worked for me were paid off. They worked for me, I paid them off, and I owe them nothing. I looked at Helen Johnson, Lillian Oliver, A. Willie James, and we were all shocked.
I'm shocked to hear it even now.
Yeah.
Even if I thought it, I wouldn't have said it, but he said it. He said it, but that was probably the spirit of so many like him. And when you hear that, it really reconfirmed that they did not consider us as equals.
The famous actor Charlton Heston came to Oklahoma City to lead a march in support of civil rights.
That's right. And that's why it's good to record. The older you get, you start forgetting things. And I had forgotten until that came back up in the film that he was a part of our movement back then.
Here's something ugly. In Bishop's Restaurant, a white man throws a pet chimpanzee at Clara and tries to get it to attack her.
Yeah. You call it that. I call it was just a monkey. I was not there that day. I probably would have, I don't know, let me not second guess, but it did happen.
And a man goes into Bishop's with a monkey, is served while several angry protesters attempt to get inside. The staff holds the door shut. Clara and others calm the situation down, and the man with the monkey leaves under police escort.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted people to know how ugly this thing is.
I was getting ready to say another ugly scene. We didn't have the dogs, we didn't have the water hose, but we had so many other tactics that were used. As a kid, how devastating those tactics were. I look back over the sit-in movement, and in spite of all of that, I am so thankful that we had someone to lead us so that those experiences were worth it. To see where we are today.
Then Clara led a group to Tulsa. It wasn't just Oklahoma City. They had a parade, a rally in Boulder Park, and Borden's Cafeteria was targeted in Tulsa. The front door was locked, so they went in the back door. Police equipped with tear gas. Clara was arrested. The police chief was Jack Purdy. She liked him. She spent an hour in jail, actually liked the jail, released to the custody of Ed Goodwin, who's a publisher of the Oklahoma Eagle.
Right,
and black leaders denounced the demonstrations. Mm-hmm. So it was in Tulsa as well, in the Skirvin Hotel, too. It was a big...
And she also went to Dodo Park in Lawton, Oklahoma. There were other hot spots in the state of Oklahoma. She didn't drag us all over the state. Every spot had their own participants. It wasn't like we had to go and do it for them. I think everybody felt the same way. We want equality here, too.